Sir Charlie Lloyd,
who I'm speaking with, it's been put forth that you are, in fact...
A monstrous cocksucker?
Well, I didn't want to put it in those terms, but since we approached you from there, yes. Do you have a response for this?
No, I prefer to let them boil in their own juices. My accusers, you know.
Oh, not the cocks.
My enemies. Well, the cocks, too.
In their own juices.
Boiling.
Isn't that forbidden by Jewish law?
Well, the thing about that is...
Whoa!
Look over there!
My God! It's enormous!
I'm not touching that one.
That's not what I heard.
There's a haze on the West Hills.
And the Rose Quarter itself reminds me of an opened bivalve. I'm showing up intentionally late. I had 2 hours to decide when I should leave. Ended up leaving just before 7 o'clock. Rode with Ruba over here. It's just about 7:20 now, and I'm walking towards the Rose Quarter for the first time. The Ticketmaster ticket, doesn't make it clear whether the gates open at 7 or Jimmy Eat World goes on at 7. They're the opening act for Green Day. In either case, I don't particularly want to be there the first time the gates open or for Jimmy Eat World, because, Anyway, getting closer now. The traffic noise you hear would be I-5. There's a off-ramp that goes as an overpass over a MAX station that I'm walking under. The MAX, for those of you not in Portland, being our overland light rail, probably the best regard of the United States outside Boston. What I'm going to do here, although you probably already guessed if I've done this correctly, is play this into the phone as a voice post rather than try to type anything up, because I've got 4 other posts I want to put up as text. Hopefully different user icons for each one. It's kind of funny that the writing's taking a backseat to just the idea of writing. I don't really know what I'm writing anymore, as anyone who reads my stuff can probably tell. Self-deprecation? Musing? Who can tell? Apparently, in a few weeks, the Rose Quarter will be hosting Finding Nemo on Ice. I don't know if I can afford to miss that. Now I'm at the Rose Quarter. Don't really know where to go from here. I found a crosswalk that leads to the front of the very large curve of the building. No doors, though. I assume they're somewhere on the west side of the building. Guess I'll just stroll around till I find it. No huge crowds milling around outside, but you do see stragglers coming in. So I'm guessing the gates have already opened, but I'll find out. An interesting assortment of scalpers and hucksters outside the quarter. As I come through, oh, there's a nice fountain. Oh, it's one of those dancing fountains. It does the thing where the water goes in a circle, shoots across back and forth like it's catching the little ball of water, does little routines. Oh, those are precious. So far I've been offered tickets twice, hit up for money and free tickets twice, and offered pot. It's a good night at the Rose Quarter. I won't tell you if I took any of those offers. I didn't. There's 2 restaurants outside the Rose Quarter where I'd kind of hoped to get some food. An Italian place where I've gotten pizza before. Very decent. I got the funghi pizza. 5 different mushrooms on top. And there's also a Widner Brothers Brewery, which has the good bar food. Both closed, though. Not sure why that is. It's only 7:25. Maybe they close on concert nights. Pretty clever in retrospect. I don't know if you can hear that rhythmic thumping, but that's the sound of the opening act from outside the Rose Quarter. Can you pick that up? This microphone's pretty cheap. You'll probably be able to hear it better as I get closer. How about now? Sounds like they're bombing Dresden in the building. I can only assume that's a good thing. Well, not bombing Dresden. Although it did give us Kurt Vonnegut, so maybe I should just cut off there. Holy shit. Also, I can't believe I got my vocoder past security. Most of the staff appears to be at least partially deafened. Probably a perpetual result of working here. Heck of a sound system, though. Just been forced out of my first attempt into the bowl seating. The aisle was clogged with people like a Tokyo subway car. They were prodding us out with cattle prods. That's cute. They've got a large screen where you can send text messages to, and they get displayed. That's pretty sweet. Geo Casey Edwin, I only came here for the $5 snow cones. A few pictures, that's nice. I love you all. Aww. I love Mickey too. In retrospect, they might have closed the restaurants to increase concession stands. I'm now pondering whether I should stand in a 30-minute line to get cash from the ATM so I can buy $3 candy or $7.50 nachos. Those had better be fucking amazing nachos. Found a couple of guys putting on rigs for lighting work. They're going way the hell up in the air through a staircase that's located behind the sausage stand. Not work I'd want to do. Fuck that, yes I would. I want to try to get the lemonade guy to do that lemonade call one more time for me. Hold on.
Good. Ready?
Yeah. Lemonade! Beautiful. Thank you. I just used the phrase voice blog. I feel dirty. Maybe I'll call this Vox posting. What is everyone screaming about? Let's find out. It's a nice stage. I gotta say, I can really dig that, that Bleeding Heart hand grenade logo. It's got a lot of potential. I came across some very interesting general admission seats. Looks like, now we're cooking. Let's see, stage left, about 90 feet up. It's an interesting shot. You can see behind the big screen, you can see the sound boxes. Right now you can see the roadies taping down the red stars. Oh, I can still read the text message screen from behind. Kevin and Stephanie Minnie is 15? I don't know. It's disturbing how many people are clapping along to this song. No, it's not. It's awesome. Wonder if I can go through 90 minutes of this thing. Certainly won't post that. Wonder how long a voice post can be. Guess I'll find out. They're playing a whole cavalcade of I love you messages just now. It's pretty great. I'll mention that once I'm away from this seat. Cool, they lowered the lighting ladders. Man, there's a lot of people up there. It's kind of like that scene in Batman Forever, where the Graysons are up in the trapeze climbing the rigging of the tent. Not to bring up that movie unnecessarily, but it really is like that, especially with the stage lighting hitting them. It's got a very Joel Schumacher feel to it. But that makes it seem terrible, and it's really not. Whatever. You should see yourself. Sound check time. Come on, Rhodey, you're standing at the mic. Let's see it. Oh, he walked away. What a tease.
I hope they don't steal this. Yeah.
You wanna add a comment?
Welcome to the Green Day concert. This is Brittany. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. The floor's already getting packed. You can kind of, they're about 40 deep right in front of the stage. And the back is filling in pretty regularly. It's about 7:45 heading for 8. And we're cooking. The live journal. Hi, live journal. The Rose Quarter itself has a nice U shape, kind of a horseshoe. And of course. Pardon me, everyone, just letting people in. Hi. The horseshoe shape. Of course, the floor is in the center of the U. There's a row of seats right at the back of it that I'm very envious of, but those are clearly VIP seats. And then we got a few tastefully placed sections all the way around. It's actually not that different from the from a larger version of the soundstage at Universal Studios, where they show NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance shows. which I have a suggestion for everyone to start watching on Spike TV. Oh, free plugs. I am a sellout. Yeah, are they playing Devo? Thank God. Because, seriously, de-evolution is very real. The crowd seems relatively into Devo. Not as much as they were into Joan Jett, though. Understandably so. Oh, the Green Day flag is going up. That's nice. Man, this crowd cheers for everything. Looks like they're pushing a sellout. They've even got people right across the bowl from me in their sections of seats that we can't get into over here. You know, the parallel sections right behind the stage. I guess the guards wandered off and figured it wasn't worth the trouble getting 20 or 30 people out of there. I don't know what they're going to see. They're behind the curtain. Guess it's a good spot to listen. Oh, they can see the people entering and exiting. That's kind of cool, I guess. I guess. I have a strong feeling that sometime in the next 3 hours, I am really, really going to want something to drink. But I don't want to give up my seat. I've got a good seat, as Brittany pointed out. Whoa! Oh, someone's testing the guitar. Good Lord. Yeah. Oh, the screams are because there's a message appearing on the text message screen that says scream for. Scream for Mike, scream for Tracy, scream for Green Day. Nice. This audience interaction is really good. Good, yeah. My writing skills are at their height when I'm rambling. I wonder if any concert since this song has been recorded has started without this song playing. I would suspect no. Oh, I missed who we were screaming for that song. Go crazy for your peeps. Well, that's good advice. Oh, happy birthday, Terry. Yeah, I agree. You're getting a nice mix of people here. Not quite as young as I would have suspected. I mean, there's certainly a disproportionate number of young kids, but you're getting a wide variety. As well as the aging hippies who seem to show up at every Portland concert of any sort. I can only assume they all get season passes to everything in Portland. Shiny electrical wire seems to be the new silver. Bracelets, necklaces, chokers, lots of shiny black, red, and green. But definitely wire. It's a nice aesthetic, frankly. They've got the divider between the floor section and the bowl section very well guarded, probably better than any other section in the building. I'm counting 10 guards, or are we security personnel, along the one stretch of black iron fence between the aisleway at the base of the bowl and the first group of people standing on the floor. Oddly enough, on the floor there seems to be a distinct pulling away from the barrier. I'm not sure why. You'd think you want to push against it to make sure you had that side to yourself. But I guess not. I guess they want to push closer to the stage if possible. It's a good strong barricade too. We'll see. Oh, here comes front stage security. That's a good job. Ooh, the black shirts. Watch out, everyone. The Rose Quarter is locking down. Hey, I like this song. I'm noticing a disturbing shortage of mohawks. Frankly, I was hoping for more. I guess the punks have moved away from Green Day, and the faux punks who are taking over aren't into mohawks anymore. Green Day themselves isn't really into mohawks anymore either, so I guess that's cool. But, you know, it's nice to see a couple of Liberty spikes just to let you get some flavor for the show. Wouldn't it be great to maintain like a talent agency of colorful local people that arenas and venues can hire to have stand around at various events where they wanted, you know, a distinct color set up? Or if you just wanted fake friends of a certain color, you could rent them out. Yeah. Yeah, stereotypes. Some sort of stereotype talent agency. The niche, the click. I'll think of something, but I like the idea. That was cute. Someone put up Gosh on the text message screen, and everyone did. Crowds are easy to manage once they're large enough. I wonder what the critical mass for a crowd is. When it becomes too large to easily handle. I guess the environment has lots to do with it too. Oh good, the Beastie Boys. Ma, you're just jealous. It's the Beastie Boys. These are people willing to fight for their right to party. And that makes me very happy. One phenomenon I'm noting that I'm really, really enjoying is that of kids bringing Green Day merch up to their seats and their parents oohing and aahing over it while the kids try to pull it back when the moms hold it up in the air. And then the kids sighing when the moms fold it neatly. I like that. Vanilla perfume, purple hair, and a red sleeveless t-shirt that says weird in elegant gold script. Be still, my heart. And everyone is standing up. Oh God, we're lemmings. Hold on, I gotta stand up. There's a pink bunny on stage. Getting ready to do the YMCA. He's drunk. This may be the greatest moment in the history of American culture. Come on, you know you want to do it. The pink rabbit is chugging beer, throwing out tiny pink rabbits, and stumbling through the YMCA. Holy Mother of God. Now he's teasing a stage dive. I want this rabbit's job. Black lights. Nice touch. You poor fuckers! The poor bassist has to keep up the bass line while the wave goes around the building. In case you didn't know, I'm in Portland, Oregon. Coming, sitting right next to him. Ow.
This next song is dedicated to everyone that comes from a small town. This song's called Jesus of Suburbia.
Man, can these guys run like motherfuckers around the stage. Their amps all have standing platforms for them to jump up on. These guys are more frenetic than the fucking Who. He has a great pronunciation on the word scream. Are some coke-headed punk rockers. Good Christ. Billy moves like he has a rocket up his ass. Ooh, black lights again. Man, have they got pyro. That's louder than Kane, and I was next to the aisle when Kane came out of Survivor Series 2000. And that shit is loud! This song was announced as a big fuck you to George Bush. I keep missing when he's saying awesome things. The problem of recording 1 minute at a time. He was really enthusiastic about it too. I love this boy. He he's got a searchlight. He's turned off the lights in the arena, and he's sweeping the crowd with it. Cool effect. Very cool effect. Drum solo with disco ball. Nice effect. Oh, we're pretty good.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
You're welcome. Cost me $60, so I guess you should be thanking me.
I just want everybody to scream really loud for Jimmy World.
Woo! I caught the end of their last song. Rock!
We did the math. For those of you that are actually going to math this.
Oh, zing!
We figured out that we did a fair amount for the last 17 years.
Disney.
And the first time we ever played out of the state of California, we played a place called Satyricon in Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Being so, we had to stand outside before we played. And then they kicked us out as soon as we were done.
I love St. Jimmy. The effect of the disco ball with 7 or 8 high-powered Xenon lights on it is astonishing. I can see the rays of light coming off each massive. It looks like the eye of God. Or maybe God's gay hood ornament. There's an emergency backup bassist on stage. No lights on him or anything. Never seen him before. Still, must be nice to geek with Green Day. Oh, it's not a bassist. It's a guitarist filling in for Billy while he is running around on stage. He ditched his guitar at some point. It's nice. That was Billy hitting his cymbals with his microphone. He's all over the place, man. And he's doing an Elvis thing now that's really quite good. Well, they're changing the stage set, Pillar, courtesy of Trey Cool. He's got his guitar back. Dr. Curar knows this song. Oh, yes, he does.
All right, myself.
This is...
I went in your room.
You've got to see the way he's moving around stage to really appreciate this. Over on the floor, there's a space where there's no people near the back, where one of the red spotlights from stage forming a perfect circle. There's one small girl, which would be about maybe 12, throwing up mad rock hands in the middle of the circle of light. Charming effect. Share a special moment, please. I feel like that sometimes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You follow. Wall of fire. The wall of fire. What they're doing is an experiment in crowd control. That's magnificent in its depth. Something has lowered, but I can't quite see it. Some sort of big electric sign, looks like. We'll see. What if the drummer keeps on drumming with the fires going on around him? Eh, whatever. My God, he has a pressurized water cannon. Everyone run.
Spinaroonie, Tony! Spinaroonie!
I always liked Kerplunk. Rod Graves from Portland.
Who knew?
There's always time for a sax solo. Apparently that session guitar player I saw under his name's Jason.
I know who's running the show now.
Mike Church can dance almost as well as Billy. Not really, though. He doesn't have the Elvis moves down. Up on stage playing the instruments.
Who knows how to play bass?
That's pretty awesome.
Who knows how to play the guitar?
I understand Cat Power does this too, but only when she's too drunk to play the instruments. No way, that's real. She planted a fucking Guitar Hero kid in the audience, I swear to God. I guess he wasn't a plant. Just a fucking good guitar playing kid they pulled out of the audience. Not bad. That's right. He's adding up. I think I'm cracking up. These guys use a lot of fire. That was a bright searing crimson flame of a sort I've never really seen before. They caught Trey on fire. I know, just his hat. Looking good. Looking good.
Wow. 3, 4, 5, 6.
By my count, Billy's now said the word Portland 48 times. Pretty good. These guys are experts.
Door's open. I'm going in.
Almost there. That was awesome. I'll get off the floor. Come on back to my seat. The whole floor dissolved into a mosh pit for a little bit there, and I just couldn't avoid it because they opened it up a little. Damn. Oh, sing along. Hope my seat's still there. There's quite a few lighters on right now because it's a dark arena slow song, but far outnumbering them are the lights of cell phones, which are also being used to take pictures more so than any cameras I've seen. It's a little weird. The crowd loves a harmonica solo. No, no, no. Thank you.
You have the power. You're the fucking leaders. We elect these people into office.
For their encore. That's classy. Yeah, they weren't getting away without playing this. I want the so many cell phones. I thought there were a lot of cell phones before. Now this is the second encore. Came back out and threw out a huge armload of drumsticks, like, looks like 20 pounds of them. That was, he was staggering under the load. It was pretty neat. Looks like the smoke from the pyros finally overwhelmed the ventilators, but, you know, it's while everyone's leaving, so that's not too bad. Plus, they had a great ventilation system. I never heard it kick on once. I mean, the music was pretty loud, but so were ventilators, especially for that much smoke. Good God, look at all that burned rubble down there. I should have mentioned, the whole audience burst into flame on the floor when they were setting off confetti and some pyros went off. You'll probably see it on the news. It was horrible, but, you know, they finished playing. They're troopers. Need to work on this making things up on the fly thing. I think it's partially because I'm dazed. I think the music might have concussed me. That was some loud frickin' music. Good, though. So, I'm back here on 7th Avenue now. Never did find Kim, Lady Jossaran. I think I might have seen her on the floor once, but it was pretty surging down there. But, altogether, I'd have to rate this a total success. Particularly my own commentary, which really made the evening complete. Wouldn't you agree? Green Day?